Ask the Dentist, brought to you by Gate Dental Clinic. Let's keep Galway smiling. Don't wait. Call the Gate on 547-592.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome back into today's programme. Delighted to say I'm joined in studio by Dr. Brian Delgado of the Gate Dental Clinic for Ask the Dentist. Brian, good morning.
Good morning.
We're looking at bad breath today, Dr. Brian, because it's a big issue for a lot of people.
It is a big issue for a lot of people, and actually it's a sensitive issue as well. A lot of people might experience it, and one, they don't know that they're experiencing it, and because they're not told by anyone. Oh, it's a kind of sensitive issue, like I said, and they don't really want to address it.
What causes it?
There's a few causes, which springs to mind. I mean, I tend to divide it in the sense it's either coming from the oral cavity, the mouth area, or it's coming from the stomach. And then within those, I mean, there's different causes of it. For example, like tooth decay can cause it. Gum disease can cause it in the oral cavity. Dry mouth can cause that. And we've all experienced that waking up morning with a dry mouth. And it's that morning breath that we all kind of know about. Other medical issues can cause it. If it's coming from the stomach, things like acid reflux could be causing that as well. There is a variety, and I don't want to really go much into the medical issues, but I'll stick more to what the dental issues that can cause it.
Yeah. And in terms of, one, maybe preventing it, obviously stomach issues wouldn't be your forte, but in terms of the mouth and how you as a dentist can advise people to best prevent developing bad breath.
So if someone is experiencing bad breath, I mean, the best thing is a visit to the dentist, I mean, and to see if there is anything causing it that is obvious. A simple food trapping between two teeth, for example, food can stay there, a little bit of food stuck in there for a while can give rise to that bad breath. You could have a small cavity in a tooth. Impacted wisdom teeth tend to cause a lot of food trapping, and that can cause bad breath as well. Dry mouth, which is very related as well to the dental world, and that can cause it too. Mouthwashers, I mean, chewing gum, mints, things like that help, but it's not really getting to the root cause of the problem. So the best thing is to see where the actual cause of this bad breath is.
Okay. And then in terms of treatment then?
So if there is anything obvious, like say, for example, like a cavity or impacted teeth, gum disease, then you're going to need a specific treatment for those. Mouthwashers, like I said, help the general bad breath, but it kinds of masking the underlying problem if there is one.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of when people do go into their dentist to deal with this, is it important, I suppose, to go regularly and to get your teeth cleaned if it is that food and buildup of plaque that is the problem?
Absolutely, because, I mean, plaque, I mean, consists of millions of bacteria, microscopic bacteria. And in the mouth, we generally get two types of bacteria, aerobic and anaerobic. So the anaerobic bacteria are the foul-smelling bacteria, and that's the ones that live under the gum. So if there is plaque, if there is food trapped under the gum, those bacteria kind of proliferate. And then you get this consequence of them, which is that foul-smelling odour, which is actually coming from the bacteria itself.
Mm-hmm. And what sort of dental hygiene practices would you recommend for people who, maybe, okay, they've gone to their dentist, they've got their clean, got their diagnosis, etc. Do they need to have an electric toothbrush or regular flossing? The general advice we always give, is that the best?
Yeah, that would be the best. I mean, electric toothbrushes really have moved on quite a lot, and really they are really very good at keeping teeth clean compared to a manual brush. There's always the thought of, like, you can actually do the same kind of level of cleaning with a manual brush than you can with an electric. But what I find is with most of my patients that are on an electric toothbrush, their hygiene is a lot better.
Yeah, and flossing as well, very important.
Flossing is very important because the brush only goes both sides of the teeth, but it doesn't really get in between the teeth. So flossing, there's no alternative. You know, the electric toothbrush is not an alternative to flossing. I mean, there's something out there, has been there out for years now, which is called a water pick flosser, which is just like a water jet. Not a complete substitute to flossing, but if someone is not going to floss, then I would say, look, then use the Waterpik flosser, because, I mean, it's surprising how much food comes out when, after you've brushed, if you use this Waterpik flosser, how much food is still coming out just after you've brushed. And that's only because the Waterpik flosser is actually getting in between the teeth.
Yeah.
So the brush has actually missed all those areas.
What's the downside to them and ordinary flossing, or what do they lack that an ordinary floss will get?
So the floss is actually that manual sensation of, you can actually get a little bit of more feeling with the floss. So you actually feel if there's something catching. You won't get it with a water flosser. So the water flosser, although it's very good and it's very quick, it's messy. Kids love it because it's messy and it creates a big mess for mummy and daddy to have to clean the bathroom afterwards. But the regular flossing gets to places that the Waterpik flosser wouldn't get to. So it's, you can add it to the dental hygiene regime, really.
Mm. Final one, just if someone is suffering from bad breath, as you mentioned, they might not know it. What's the best way of testing yourself and then if deciding and going into your dentist then?
So normally I find, I mean, and to be honest, I don't get many patients coming in and actually saying, look, I have bad breath. But I mean, you do get a few. I mean, and it's normally been told by a partner, by a family member. Because say, for example, I mean, no one in the office is going to tell someone else, I think you've got a bit of bad breath there. Because it comes across as a little bit rude. But actually, that person might be experiencing it and he knows nothing about it.
Yeah, definitely. So, Dr. Brian Delgado, if people want to get more information, where's the best place of doing that?
Gate Clinic. We'd be happy to advise anyone that's got, I mean, our receptionists, even nurses are very good. You don't even have to come to the dentist if you actually have any query like that. So we'd be more than willing to offer advice to anybody.
Brilliant. Dr. Brian Delgado, thank you for joining us on Galway Talks.
Thank you very much.
See you again very shortly. Dr. Brian Delgado joining us there for Ask the Dentist.
Ask the Dentist, brought to you by Gate Dental Clinic. Let's keep Galway smiling. Don't wait. Call the Gate on 547 592.